And then we'll have a word about what's happening over here, because I know you're all curious. Frankly, so am I. The New Testament lesson, the gospel lesson, is Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. Yeah, 4 through 11. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, it's impossible to say a word. In my sermon notebook, my sermon planning book that I do in July, and the word July sounds just wonderful to me right now when it's hot and humid. I sit down every July, sometimes it leaks into August, and I try to get away for a day or two and look at every Sunday of the year and the texts and the messages for every day and make notes that I would want to know about for planning in advance. And so I had a sheet that said Sunday, January 7th, Baptism of the Lord Sunday. And on that sheet this week were only five words: long service, so short sermon. It's the only thing I wrote. Oh, I usually write a few more notes than that. And it is a long service today because we are, as we did last year, renewing our baptismal vows this morning, and we're following it this particular Sunday morning with the Lord's Supper because of the way the calendar is arranged. So this is going to be a very short sermon indeed. We're about a quarter of the way through. I did not know what I was going to talk about this morning, and I still don't, to tell you the truth, with the news going on behind me. But I came into this room on Thursday. I just got back from my vacation week on Wednesday. So I came into this room on Thursday and stood here in front of this font, this big, beautiful marble font. And I had myself one of those great ideas. I said, let's slide the font over here to the center, and it will therefore be our visual focus. It's really hard to stay concentrated when folks are behind me looking for leaks on these ceilings. So I had this great idea. Let's slide this over here and it'll be the visual center of our worship service this morning. And then I put two hands on it and I think I wobbled it about an eighth of an inch. And I said, this is a really... And by the way, I think the top sits loosely on top of that thing. And I said, that's not a good idea at all. It's staying put. That's pretty darned inconvenient. And bam, that's where my sermon was born, in those four words. That's pretty inconvenient. All our lives, when we've heard the words, there'll be a baptism on Sunday morning, we have known what to expect. A beautiful baby, sometimes an older child. Proud parents and sponsors, grandparents and other family members crowded here into the front rows. A heartwarming exercise from beginning to finish. Good. You'll be glad to know the sprinklers are off, because last time I heard that door open, I heard running water, which is not a sound you want to hear in church. So, the baptism that we all know and love is a heartwarming exercise from beginning to finish, one that we have all seen hundreds of times, and which I will tell you is almost certainly my very favorite thing to do as an ordained minister. But here is this inconveniently placed font, and even more importantly, here are these inconvenient promises that we are asked to renew this morning. Friends, think about what we are really saying here. Do we really want to turn from the ways of our sin and renounce evil and its power in the world? Do we truly renounce all the sinful desires that draw us from the love of God? Do we want to be Christ's faithful disciples no matter what, obeying His word, honoring His church, and sharing His love as long as we live? Will we do everything humanly possible to be a faithful member of this congregation, sharing in its ministry, in its worship, and certainly in its work? And we have half the church, I think, today is serving in the work of servicing the building right now, through our prayers and our gifts, our study and our service, and so fulfill our calling to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. These are inconvenient promises, because if we devote ourselves to keeping them, they are guaranteed to get in the way of other priorities. But here we are this morning, renewing these promises, and as we do and will continue to do every year on this Sunday. So this year, my friends, understand what we are promising. We promise to put God first no matter what. That is a very inconvenient promise indeed, because it will get in the way of some of our other priorities. So we make our promise anyway, and we will ask God to give us the strength and the courage to keep our promises. And I guess I'll share a word about the power of water. Water is something that comes out of our tap. We have the luxury in this country of taking it for granted. We open our tap and clean water comes out. Some in our country do not have that luxury. In Flint, Michigan, water was polluted by apparently a terrible decision. Elsewhere, there is... Okay, I'm starting a whole nother sermon, aren't I? And I'm gonna stop. But we certainly in our town and in most of our country turn the water on and we have something beautiful and wonderful. In this font right now is some water, and I'll pour more in from the pitcher here. A drop of this water, just one little drop, came from the River Jordan. I collected it myself in 2007, and I put a drop in when we do the renewal of baptismal vows. So by touching the water, we are connecting in a small way, not a magical way, but in a small way with Jesus Christ himself. After the service, I'll invite you to touch this water. We aren't doing it during the service as we did last year. But remember, this is safe and beautiful and wonderful stuff for us by the gift of God. But water, as everyone who's back here right now, water can also be dangerous and destructive. We have a flood. We have stuff that's been water damaged being removed. Lord only knows how powerful water is, and may water be this powerful for us today. So when the time comes, and it's in just a moment after the next prayer and hymn, when the time comes, do come to the water and do renew and remember your promises this morning. Let us pray. Dear God, give us the